Go.
Call our meeting to order. Welcome everybody to our March 23rd meeting.
Sir. Sir, young lady.
Reverend Womack, you will lead us in prayer.
Okay. I think they're all piling in. All right. Let's begin with a word of prayer if we could, please. Father, we thank you for the beautiful day you've given us today, and it does appear as though spring has arrived. And Father, we thank you because spring brings growth, new life. And Father, we thank you for this township, and it appears as though there is new life springing up. A lot of wonderful things are happening. So Father, we pray now as we come together for the bi-weekly or bi-monthly meeting, that Father, your Holy Spirit would minister here, bring a continuity and a unity amongst all who are here on behalf of and for the benefit of this community. Again, we pray for our first responders that are out there protecting not only this community, but our city, our state, and this country. And we pray for our armed forces. God, we have a great country. And so, Father, we ask your blessings upon our country, this community, and this township meeting tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, stand, have a place to quiet.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill?
Yeah, we don't have anything on any minutes. We just want to go by the minutes. We got some corrections to make anyhow. And we'll just go past those and go to bills and payroll.
Yep. Here he's on it.
Well, before we get started, anybody, if they need to use the restroom back here, they'll notice that we're completely redoing the men's room right now. It's tore clear out. It's unusable. You'll have to go into the women's to use it. And once they get finished up on the men's, there'll be a few little things they're going to do in the women's restroom. So if anybody needs it, go ahead and use it.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Sure. Resolution 17090. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll and bills in the amount of $250,399.85 from check number 42462 to check number 42596.
I need a second, please. Okay, John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Did you guys print these up? Or?
I didn't.
Okay, I was going to say, make it a little smaller.
I think Aaron did.
We got some other resolutions. Okay. Make a motion to approve Resolution 17088. This is to pay for a dumpster for the tearing down of three houses.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to pass Resolution 17089. This is paying Republic Waste for dumpsters for tearing down three houses.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Make a motion to pass Resolution 17091. This is the Goodyear tire, rear tires on the engine number 93, $1,200.
I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There's been a change in the Resolution 17092. I just talked to Melissa on that
one.
And if this is her personal phone, we should be not paying 100% of it.
Okay.
And that's $60 to be 100%. And she doesn't want a second phone because she had to carry two phones.
Okay.
So I think the way was to talk about this, I don't have a problem paying 50% of it.
Okay.
She uses personal and township, and that's what she prefers.
Is she here?
Does she understand?
Yeah, I just talked to her.
Does she understand the policy that if she...
I talked to her that if they ask for her phone...
She's got to give it to her.
That she has to give her phone.
Yeah. She's, and she's okay
you,
with that?
You're everything we talked about on your phone, 50%, and you know that if they ask for your phone...
You have to give up the whole
phone. You have to give it.
Okay.
Now, you have unlimited and stuff like that, so the 50% would cover... Because I know we all bug you on that phone, send you texts and stuff like that.
I'll just bring in a copy of my bill. And
right. The reason I'm saying 50%, okay. She'll bring a copy of it, and then whatever her bill is, her line plus taxes,
okay.
We'll just pay for 50%.
Okay.
And
I think we should be paying only 50% if somebody's using the phone for personal and business.
Okay. So we want to table this for a moment? Or
oh, no. I was just going to go ahead and do it.
Just approve 50%.
I just put it on there.
Change it to 50%.
Okay.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
I don't think legally we should be paying the whole bill. Personal.
Well, that's what we do with Chief and...
Well, but you're paying them $60 also.
Mm-hmm.
Are they using that for personal business?
No, they're using it for... that. They have regular... Is don't you guys have phones?
No, we don't. That's just something we negotiated back.
Way back,
a year
I know.
And a half ago, and it's just now it's been continuing.
Okay, that's good.
If it's 100% fire, it should be 100% paid. But if it's personal and fire,
it's only. Yeah, that's why.
You would check with the prosecutor's office. You'll find out that you should not be paying
the whole bill
for personal use on phone.
No, that's why they're only getting $60.
Robin.
Our job is a stipend. Like, you get a flat amount of money. It doesn't matter how high your bill goes.
Right.
So you agree to a flat amount. Like, they do $40 because they carry their own phone. And they're in the field, like, 8 hours a day.
Right.
That phone is 8 hours out of 24 hours a day is being covered with that $40.
I mean,
I know these guys are on a different schedule.
But you're still paying taxpayer dollars.
Ours is nonprofit, so we're using donation dollars. So we just paid a flat rate no matter how high their bill goes.
It's the same price.
It's $40 for everybody.
Right. Now, with the fire, one of the things that this board agreed to and it was brought up at the time is if we take on a phone for them, chances are it's going to be more than them using their particular phone, so taxpayers are paying less. Plus, they're on call 24/7.
Yeah, theirs is different.
Right.
I mean, because they're on
call. But I mean, I don't think that the board should entertain the idea of changing their package.
I'm just saying, I just read in the paper many times in the past where different places would get in trouble because they were using it.
Well, we can check with the prosecutor to see, but I think we're fine.
Because we had everybody bought phones for everybody.
Well, we could do the same as we did with the fire and stuff and just give a flat fee.
That is the discretion of the board, pure and simple.
Right, I think you're right.
It's a fair assessment.
So whatever you guys
50%. Okay, that's fine.
I make a motion to pass resolution 17093. This is engine repairs for $10,000.
We didn't vote on resolution 17.
Yeah, you guys did. Everybody said yes.
No, I didn't mark it. Okay, we're good.
You want me to recall?
No, we done did it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we did it.
I need a second for this, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Wow. Is that...
The $10,000, it went to Arlington, which is
a little cheaper.
We used. Yeah. They replaced all the coolant lines. What it was doing, it was burning coolant. We didn't know where it was going. It wasn't going on the floor. It wasn't going anywhere. So he replaced the whole entire system, and that's where we're at today.
Is that so-called backup?
No, that's our frontline truck.
Well, we need to be getting work on the new medic.
Make a motion pass resolution 17094.
I needed his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, Don.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Make a motion pass resolution 17094.
Ohio Cat repair for engine 193.
193.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes, just one other question. Is that the same medic?
That's an engine.
Engine 193, okay. The engine over here.
Okay.
Make a motion pass resolution 17095. This is to put new brakes on 192.
Is this paramedic or the...
This is a medic. I'm assuming it's medic since it's going to board.
I need a second, please.
Now, just a second. On the medic 192, isn't that the new one?
That's the brand new one.
It has. Is that covered? That brakes aren't covered under warranty, exactly. Correct? And tires are not covered under warranty.
Exactly.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We have a resolution here that we didn't do the last time. This is to pay for a radio for the police department.
So that's nice.
$2,500. Resolution is 17081.
Oh.
That's from last meeting.
17081.
17081 for the $2,500 police radios. I need a second, please.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes. It has to be paid for.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, so I have all that. This is 17081.
Takes care of
Melissa's. Chief's radio. $2,500. John seconded.
Chief Welch.
I have on the agenda is about the medic. Over the last couple months, we have been getting specifications for medics. Half of it was partially due to a grant we applied for, and half of it was just it's time to get another medic. Rather, we get the grant or we don't get the grant, right. We still need to replace the truck. I pulled some numbers. It came into question last meeting about why do we need a medic. This one here is a 2010 International. It has 68,000 miles on it. Traditionally, we're keeping medics for about 7 years. I would like to see that drop to at least 6 or 5. Statistically, the old Medic 192 that we got rid of last year, we put $90,000 in repairs and maintenance in it over the span of a 7-year period. Medic 192 or Medic 193, when I suggest we move into reserve. So far to date, we've put $82,000 in the back.
Wow. What all has that $82,000 been for?
Well, it's, since it was new, so mainly just wear and tear, maintenance.
Yeah, but wear and tear maintenance is on a new one.
Right.
What major...
What I've been tracking is basically the annual expenses. I didn't write down exactly what we replaced on the truck. There's a lot of different
like
things.
Like the hoses and this.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Just basically maintenance.
Well, I'm saying brakes.
Yeah,
going to repair that anyhow.
Absolutely.
A lot of that stuff you're going to pay for anyhow. It's major breakdowns.
In the first year that medic was in service for a full 12 months, we spent $2,700. So you could probably estimate $2,700 annually just for maintenance. And the truck will be 7 years old.
So that would be $14,000.
Exactly. So there's a lot of this and that's that come along with it, and a lot of expenses. And 168,000 miles, I don't want you to consider that like your truck, your car. Don't compare that to yours. We get emergency runs. These trucks are cold over here. The driver jumps at them, puts the pedal to the ground, and they drive them rough. And it does take a lot of wear and tear. I don't have a formula of the difference between a regular residential car and an emergency vehicle. 168,000 miles is a ton.
Plus, they never shut off when they get to the scene.
Absolutely. There's a lot of idle time. Over the, I've talked to a couple other departments, and they're replacing their frontline vehicles around 110,000 miles.
Who is that?
Arlington is who I talked to.
Arlington can afford to do it.
Absolutely.
Arlington and Newsom.
I spoke to Arlington the other day about the when they replaced them. If it comes into question of why we're replacing the medic, it sounds like it is.
Well, I'd like to see what the major expenses are. I mean, $80,000, you got a brake job here with somebody who went around $3,000.
$2,000, yeah.
And that's in just a year. So how many times have you replaced the brakes?
Well, how many miles is on it? How many miles is on 192?
On that medic, 21,000.
So roughly every 20,000, that's pretty odd. I mean, even on a regular vehicle, you can get 30 to 40, depending on how you drive.
Right.
So we're not far off base.
Right, they're heavily weighted.
So that's roughly seven times you replace the brakes at close to $3,000.
Yeah. I thought it was $2,000.
I didn't write down exactly what we replaced over the years' times.
So I'm just saying that's over $30,000 in brakes.
The internationals are a little bit different. Their brakes were, I would guess, once a year for a brake job. Yeah. And it's probably
I guess before I would approve it, I need to see the major expenses on the vehicle.
I can get them all out there.
No, I'm not saying like brake jobs and stuff like that. Brake jobs, you're going to put on a new one.
Yeah.
You already got that. You got a new one sitting over there. Hadn't been there a little over a year, and you're putting new brakes on already.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the type of usage they get, I'd figure on brakes every year, period.
Right.
Or at least the brake shoes every prevent maintenance.
I don't even know.
Anyhow.
Get by with that.
Anyway, just on my behalf for liability alone, I need to approach the board and ask for another medic. In case something happens, you have to consider your downtime every time the medic.
How does that fit into your budget?
It's already budgeted. We did it at the budget meeting.
So why don't we make a motion and or a resolution?
We're not buying one tonight, John. He's putting out bids.
Do you have a bid?
There are no bids being put out.
Okay.
That's an order process. I don't think anybody's actually putting out state bids. It's a long one.
So you're in the process of looking.
My recommendation to the board is we just buy off state bid, which has already been bid out, which is legal and it's ORC.
Is that where we got the other Ford off state bid?
That's what we've bought in everything for the last, ever since I've known.
Right.
We've always bought stuff off state bid.
And talking to you, that Ford seems to be a pretty good truck, doesn't it?
The Ford's running great. I think that's the best move we've done.
Yeah.
We did tour the Horton factory, and that's all that's getting pushed through the line right now. And, you know, they're an international aimless manufacturer, and every truck going through is a Ford. Mm-hmm. There was like one Dodge.
Right.
But there's no more medium duties coming through like you see the city using.
Yeah. And you had a quote on that Ford, as I recall, for approximately between 208 and 220,000 versus the other one at 180. We got one.
I did get bids for medics. I went back to Burgess, which is what Medic 192 is. I asked for their next medic up in grade. The one that we have now has a lot of small, the quality's not there.
Right.
They give me a bid of $203,900, basically $204,000. They are out of Loudonville. They're a great company. Matter of fact, Horton's a great company. We've had a success with both of them. Then it comes down to deciding between a Horton and a Burgess, basically. Loudonville is an hour and a half away, and Horton is 5 minutes away.
Right.
So what do you want to pay for that?
Yeah. Over time, you're either you're going to pay it up front, you're going to pay it over time and man hours, and taking it for any covered maintenance.
Absolutely.
And we're talking how many thousand between the two?
There's 13,000 between
the two. So $13,000 between the two. It would almost seem it behoove of us to not go with the $13,000 more just for the simple fact 5 minutes away versus having to run the truck back and forth and shuttle to go to Loudonville.
It's Medic 192's been to Loudonville once. Won't lie to you about that. They come down and replace the little small things like the drawers break, whatever. They replace those. Historically, we've always bought in Horton, and we just ran over there, and they've taken great care of us.
Well, the other question I have between the two companies. Is there one that's, I mean, we have to look at downtime. Can Horton get to us right away versus Loudonville? Am I saying that correct?
Loudonville, yeah. Burgess.
How quick are they in size of companies? Comparisons, are they going to be able to get to this?
I've been up there only about the last medic. They have about three people in their shop, so they're really low key. Their trucks are made.
The Loudonville.
Loudonville, yeah.
Okay, and of course, Horton, we know, is huge.
Yeah, they have a huge line over there. Well, that's
you know, that's kind of the response in investigating a little bit that I heard. The turn time on repairs for Horton is fairly slow.
Absolutely. We just drive over there, and usually we know the service guy. They take great care of us.
Do they?
They got a little salty last time.
I mean, time-wise, they take pretty good care of us.
Yeah, they usually fix it right then and there that day.
Yeah, I'd still like to see the major money spent on this one over here.
The reason why? I can get you a list of everything that we have. Matter of fact, I can probably do it in between the sessions here.
I had just, if I can, just a quick question, and I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
I'm
new at this. I'm just kind of sitting in. And, I mean, you had mentioned, you know, your replacement every 6 to 7 years, you'd like to move that to 5. Obviously, all of us don't know that there's probably been a great increase in runs over the last 5 years. You're no longer doing the minimal runs. You're doing quite a few runs now. We see what the increase has been just with heroin.
It so, steadily goes up about 25. Yeah. This truck here takes about 25,000 miles a year on this one.
So that's increased, so that would just solidify the reason for you asking to replace them every 5 years instead of 7. Is that
and then also, what's the difference? I didn't mean to jump in here. That's great. But also the value of what we send them to auction for, you know, we're getting them, once we hit the 100 and some, then the price for a medic, if we sell it $6,000 versus if we sell it in 5 or 6 years, we might get 15.
That's a great point.
Right now we would, 20 or 25.
Exactly.
We would move this truck to the truck, it would go to the back, and we'd be actually selling our 2005 medic that we are using for reserve right now.
Right.
And you say the money's already, you've already had it budgeted, so we're just looking for approval.
Yeah, the board needs to decide and make a decision.
But it's in your budget and wouldn't be taken.
We brought it to the budget meeting.
Got a question? Steve's got a question?
Yeah.
Or, Steve, I'm sorry.
I know we do a lot of runs in the city. How much are we compensated from the city for repairs?
We don't get nothing for repairs, but we bill per transport, and we generally bill out about $650. You don't get that, obviously. So they get whatever the insurance company hands you. But this truck here generates about $500,000 a year in revenue. Yep.
So
that would actually pay for the repairs? And
that's my recommendation.
Have you worked on that?
Yeah. My recommendation is we need to start building in and just keep these trucks rotated in and out. And on a 5-year cycle, just plan on the revenue, put it towards capital, and replace these trucks every 5 years.
On the two companies, are they the same chassis?
Absolutely. They're both.
Well, we're really, the service would really only be on the chassis, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's a double service. It depends on what actually happened to the truck. So you're either going to, if it's a Ford thing, we send it up to the Ford dealership in Hilliard. But if it is a manufacturer specific, let's say if something happens to the electronics in the back, that's when we send it to the Ford manufacturer, the Burgess manufacturer.
Yeah. She looks so cute.
You're
Googling, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're good at this.
I'm on the Horton Emergency Vehicles website.
Yeah.
And my question is, which ambulance or model are you going after? There's type 3, type 1, medium duty, hospital. There's like 5 different types. I know there's pricing difference between those
sure.
5 types. Are you like in the mid-range, top? Are we getting a Cadillac? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But I'm just curious of the 5 models.
It's funny you say that because at the I went to a show and they had them there. And you could get it, instead of chrome, they'd have the rubber. But you could get the chrome and the chrome rims. It's funny that you say that. There is a Cadillac version.
Are we doing this like Cadillac style? Or?
No,
I'm joking. I know we can't.
You know we're fiscally responsible. Right, here's the Type 1 ambulance, and this is the specifications, and the board's more than welcome to look at all this stuff. Here's the drawings on it. It looks almost like Medic 192, except it's built a lot more solid. It's 2 Horton specifications. Horton prides themselves, and Mike Olney actually said that he would come down or our sales rep and talk to you guys if you want to.
Sure, we met him at the show, is that correct?
Yes,
yeah.
His dad used to be chief here.
Yeah. And they quote as having the safest ambulances in the industry.
Yeah, they do tons and tons of crash testing. And, they
so it's all in their website.
They
can't put it on there if it's not true.
I'm not saying I can validate it. I'm not going to go out and crash an ambulance. But
but if we were moving on tonight to figure out what ambulance to buy, my office would be there. It's a little more solid. There's more crash testing involved. The onboard computers are better. It's more up-to-date and modern.
I don't have a problem going with Horton over the other one up north.
Yeah.
I just want to see the figures to what this one is costing.
Yeah. The Medic 192 costs us a lot. The old Medic we got rid of, it was up to $90,000. And I just, during my projections, this Medic versus the old Medic, it's following down the same path. We've already spent $15,000 on it this year. I'm projecting we're going to spend the $30,000.
And that's a payment.
So, we're, as I mentioned before, I asked the questions at the last meeting, how much did it cost us a year on the new medic, and it was $30,000.
On a new medic?
Per year to for payments.
The payments are about $22,000, depending on how you finance. I ran it through Republic First National already. It's that lease purchase program that we always follow through with.
Right.
A five-year payment on a Horton Medic for $218,000 at a 3.19% APR would be $23,756 biannually.
And how much have you put it, how much to date so far this year?
Twice a year. How much? Right now we're at $15,000.
Okay, and last year was 50?
Oh, no, it wasn't that high. Medic 193 in 2016, it was $19,141.
So we have 19 plus the, what'd you say for this year?
15.
We've already had 15.
So right there, if you just re-divert the money that we're currently using for repairs, you would be driving a new model with bumper-to-bumper guarantee warranty.
Let's move on and bring the figures back to the next meeting.
Well, are we going to... Let me understand.
Let me understand now. The Ford that we had talked about a little bit from Loudonville.
Mm-hmm.
You say that is that one tops 200, 202,000 or something like that.
Yeah, this truck here is spec'd out at around $204,000. I think they have a mistake in here, so I added another $3,000. The F rebate, the Ford rebate, actually got lowered from what it was last year, and they put last year's numbers in, so I think when we go actually finalize it, they'll...
Okay. Which one are you going with, and how much was it again? I'm sorry, I didn't...
We haven't got to that part of it.
Oh, okay.
And what did the lead time on each one, approximately 6 months or so?
Yeah, Horton is about 7 to 8 months out.
Okay.
Burgess is about 3 to 4 months out.
So if we want one for your winter run, we need to get it moving on it now.
By the time we take delivery of a Horton, put radios in it, it's going to be November.
Yeah.
So what do you need from the board today? What would you like to see?
John, I've already told you my opinion is we need to sit down and look the figures over, discuss all the finance, and discuss what it's going to run us. 2 weeks isn't going to kill it.
So
you're voting on something here that... You just don't even know what all the figures are yet.
Well, actually, we've talked about this last week. We're talking about it this week. The chief just gave us a complete assessment of what we're looking at. It's in the budget. I don't understand what more numbers you could throw at us to make it any clearer.
Actually, we talked about it 30 days ago. Right?
Yeah. I say we take it for a vote and move on.
Especially given, I want to see a new medic on the street for winter time.
It will be on the street for the winter time. 2 weeks, you'll still put you on the street in the winter time, will it not?
It's a four-wheel drive. Yeah, it's 7-8 months out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which will put us October, November.
I don't know.
I'd say let's,
To satisfy everybody, let's get, if there's any, I don't know what other figures we can get, but if it'll satisfy them, let's set a date and make a decision by the next meeting.
You guys like to do that? We can have a different meeting through the week or something so we're not dragging this out. Then next, because what's going to end up happening, we're going to do the same thing.
2 weeks isn't going to make any difference.
I understand.
Would you want Mr. Olney to come in? And
but if we do, pitch? If we, what I'm looking at here is we keep doing the same thing every 2 weeks. The same information. Then we say we'll have another meeting. Then we have the same information again, and it's like, how much more clear can you make it? I mean, I'm fine to wait another 2 weeks, or if we have a special meeting that we can look to sit down and talk about it. And then even if we do that, then chances are it's going to be the next meeting before we make a meeting. It's to me, when are
we need to set a decision
will be made in 2 weeks when you bring the figures
there
back.
We need to
I've already told you that time and time again. You just are not listening.
Oh, I'm listening.
You're not listening.
I found a trade magazine because I have been battling this fight in my own head trying to figure out a good solution for you. And there is a market value estimation. It's called an M&R value versus market value.
Okay.
And I ran down through it, and he said anything over 30%, that is basically it's time to replace a truck. It's a complicated formula. I plugged our numbers in, and obviously in last year we should have replaced the truck according to
like I'm saying, bring this to the next meeting, make a decision on it.
Okay, so when are we going to have the meeting?
Our regular meeting in 2 weeks.
And what's you're going to bring different in the next meeting?
Mr. Cook wants me to bring details of the expenditures of the items.
Okay.
And put it on a paper so everybody can see what everything is.
Okay.
Your financing and everything. Payments.
Okay.
Okay, Robin?
I'm sorry to ask another question, but as you're going to have to analyze your expenses, it sounds, does the actual insurance change? Because like if I buy a new car, I've got an older car, sure. My insurance is one price.
Value.
I don't know how it works in the emergency field. Is it like a flat...
That would be at least a question.
Our insurance probably, our insurance will probably not change.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it stays the same.
If you have to pull expenses, you might as well pull insurance.
It will probably not change.
Because the insurance is set for, and if it would get crashed or some roll it or whatever, God forbid.
Replacement.
It's full replacement.
If it gets total, it gets a full replacement no matter what year it is.
I didn't know how it works, but I thought if you had to do a whole breakdown of expenses, then if your insurance was going up, you might want to ask.
Yeah, he already budgeted for this.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Chief, got a couple things for you.
I want to throw a plug in real fast.
Okay.
While we were remodeling Station 192, we went to go pick up the granite yesterday, and the granite company said, we're going to change the price on you, so the guys are picking up like, oh, great, we're going to be in trouble. But Discount Granite gave us all the granite countertops and all the equipment, supplies, extras, $1,100 worth of value for free. They donated
free.
To us.
Free.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I want to get together. Yeah, it was overwhelmingly fun. And
oh, absolutely.
They won a letter, and they asked if they could get some promo out of it and bring it to Messenger, take pictures after we're completed. I'm sure the board would be more than happy about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my plug for that.
The second thing, I got two things for you. First thing I want to do is I want to ask if you would feel comfortable being the keeper of the records for Jed and other materials that we currently working on, because we need to keep, I guess you would call it a keeper of the records.
Custodian of the records.
Custodian records, I apologize.
Apparently we have a disagreement or a situation going on right now. I feel like I got thrown in the middle of the board in a tough position. I don't like being in this position.
Sure. That's why I'm asking if you would feel comfortable if you would be the person that would the custodian of the records.
I still have the original records, and yes, I'd be more than willing to keep
it. But we need to make a resolution in order to make that legal.
I will tell you this ahead of time. Every one of those things is a public record, as you know. And the next time I ask you for something, don't tell me no.
If he'd be willing to do so, I'd like to make a motion that
public record.
Lisa's writing. She can't hear you.
We'll send.
I'd like to appoint Chief Welch as the keeper of records.
Okay, now.
For the JAD.
Mr. Cook, yeah, you're right. Those records are yours, or everybody's. Anybody in this room can ask for them, and they are public records.
Made a motion for Chief Welch
to be the custodian of records for the JAD.
The custodian of the JED papers work. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
Lisa, the second thing is I'd like to make a motion. We have to have a point person for the JED, and I would like to have, if Ralph would like to be the point person for
Chair.
The JED.
Motion to be motion.
So I'm not allowed to work on the JED anymore?
No. Well, you can work on it.
I've worked over a year to get the JED in this department.
Yes, sir, you did.
And get things going. And because last week you got mad.
I didn't.
Because I was against giving two men a raise. And you call a special meeting at 6 o'clock so that the residents wasn't here to hear you talk about a raise. Now, do you know how much your chief makes right now a year?
I know he's making.
How much does he make a year?
I'm not going to get an argument.
How much
do
your chief make?
I know.
How much does he make a year?
Don.
How much does your chief make?
The issue.
Wait a minute. You don't know how much. You don't. How much?
I'm not getting in it with you, Don.
You don't know how much.
He was making. He was at the reason we went.
How much does he make?
The point man
John?
On
no.
the jet.
How much?
We're not
does
doing that.
We are.
No, we aren't.
We are. How much does your chief make a year?
I'm not going to get in with
because
you.
They don't know.
I do know.
Their chief makes $85,000 a year.
This is not the forum to discuss that.
I'm the chairman right now. You can remove me after a while if you want to.
Okay. Just give it a minute and go
ahead
and finish.
And you're going to do that. That's why I know that. But here's someone that's making total with all these benefits is $126,000 a year. $85,000 a year is base pay. $20,000 we make pay in pension that they don't even look at. Where insurance is paid, Medicare is paid, and that all totals to $126,000 a year. Now, with a car to drive on top of that, I've checked around and people say, places I've talked, they say a car is roughly a $10,000 a year perk. So that's $136,000 a year. And with a raise, the raise will make us pay more pension on top of the $20,000, which pushes that up to over $140,000 a year. So between two officers, that's over $250,000 a year.
How does that compare with other townships?
But here's the thing. I agree with what you're saying. We've talked this before. But other townships have more money than we have. We had a lady sitting in the back. You all know her, Juanita Kaufman. Mm-hmm. Said, I will give up a Pepsi to vote for a levy for the fire department. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that I think the fire department has done a wonderful job
in
the
have.
Community. And particularly the chief and the assistant chief have really not only passed and secured the funding for that levy,
right.
but they are putting their lives out there, and they are managing a department that is amazing, and that they are one of the lowest paid officers in the entire region, yet they do the most runs in the region.
And I
need to publicly go out and attack them and bring up their salaries and
Absolutely.
Everything. When not comparing about what they actually do for this township
exactly.
is not a fair comparison,
but
because they are out there doing
saying.
So much for us. And we aren't talking about that. I think you were just,
but
there's a line of attack that is not
professional. But here's the thing. The firemen themselves have not had a raise for 7 years. This will be 8 years coming up. The firemen have not had a raise.
Now, if I can, Mr.
Cook. That's where the raises need to go. We have a police chief sitting in there that's working for sergeant's pay. We have a road department supervisor that his hourly men
and
make
so
almost
these gentlemen.
As much as
they,
he makes.
They were well under the bar.
So when you come up with that kind of money, and a lady now, says she'll give up a Pepsi.
If we're going to continue to talk
John,
about it,
Ralph, you can have the floor when I'm done.
Well, you took the floor from
you
me.
You took the floor from this
I was actually had the floor.
When
you
they
the
get,
floor
when
to
they
bring
get
this
done.
Fire raise
so
into...
That's why we're where we're at with this make
these
and all this other stuff. So
he confirmed the jet. Now, everybody thinks these gentlemen don't do anything. When I came in office a year and 3 months ago, I didn't know what they did. I know what he does. I know what Charles Adams does. Charles Adams, what these gentlemen here do, they should be paid $180,000, $200,000 a year. In reality, we can't afford to do that. And to ridicule these guys for being underpaid as they are,
in their profession.
What these guys and the representation that they make to this area, I don't regret it at all. And it was a minuscule raise, like $2,000 each,
and that
per
took
annual.
Ralph, and that took them from the time that they took office, they were still at captain's pay. They agreed to do the job because we didn't have the money. They worked themselves. Before I ever become a trustee, I don't know, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know if the township ever going out and securing grants. These guys have got one grant was a million.
What we got out of Charles Adams was hard work and a $1.4 million grant to
Correct.
And essentially save half our fire department.
Nobody has ever said anything about it.
So should there be any rewards for that? I think so.
Nobody has ever said anything about it. They don't work.
You know, I think we should carry on with your motion there.
And when you say that they were at captain's pay, they were not at captain's pay. What rate were you? Were you at captain's pay?
Basically, I was 6% above a captain, right, but I did not get comp time. So I was basically bringing home 3% above a captain, and Chief Adams was making exactly what captains were making. And if the captains were any amount 1 hour over overtime, they exceeded the cost of what we made annually.
Well, I can take you to other departments that people are officers, and they say they won't move up to the next officer because the people underneath them are making more money if they work overtime. The same reason goes everywhere.
Well, I can also tell you
I'm just saying the way that it was done the last time, nobody said nobody sat here and discussed it. No, these people were not here at 6 o'clock. Nobody sat here and discussed this like they should have discussed it and laid the facts out on the line.
You were asked 6 weeks prior.
No, it was not.
I'll beg the difference.
No, it was not.
Six weeks prior from these gentlemen, and you did not give them the respect of even sitting down there.
I told them we can go back.
I'm not done.
Go ahead.
This is a put away deal. I think you're out of line. Absolutely. If they don't, for the work and the effort they put in, if they don't deserve the respect of at least sitting down and saying, "Hey guys," and we kept putting it off, we'll talk to them next month. We'll talk to them next week.
When you left here that night, you stood right there, and did I not say to you, "I assure you that this will be taken care of soon"?
Yeah.
Did I not tell you that?
I know we brought it up during a special meeting. I don't know when that is, but.
And we never did even get back with the guys and say, "Hey guys, would you come in and let's talk about this again?"
You know, I worked for the pleasure of the board, which I understand.
Well, like I say, anyhow, if you want to make him with the Jed, you go right ahead. But you remember when I ask you for information on the Jed, that's public knowledge, and I need to get it.
So there's a motion on the floor?
There's a motion on the floor by Vice Chairman Fleshman to make Ralph to be the point man for the Jeds.
I'll accept you.
I need a second, please.
Ralph.
A second?
Well, I would second, I guess.
John?
Yes.
Don?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
The other thing that I want to share with the public here, this Jed, where we're at with the Jed now, it's turned into the city of Columbus. When the casino was annexed into from the township or in Franklin County as well, into the city, part of the agreement with the Jed with the casino was that we would be entitled to a Jed as long as we did it in a certain time manner. Well, the Jed has been worked on by these two gentlemen, Mr. Cook as well as our chief, and the signatures were turned in. The signatures are in. The next step is the City of Columbus will go through their process. It will come back. It will then go around to the people that signed for it. They will get their original signatures. Here's where it's going to be. This is going to generate money for 50 years. It's going to secure anything in a Jed area for 50 years, cannot be annexed into the City of Columbus. It also will secure, like for instance, a hotel going up, city water and city sewer, without it having to be annexed. Two things will kill the Jed, or at least one major thing. The board that you see sitting here, when that Jed comes back here, all three of us have to say yes. If Mr. Cook says no to it, the Jed's dead. So this board, the people you elect, has to say yes. If we say no, one of us, it doesn't happen. We spent a lot of your taxpayer dollars with Phil Hanzi. Do you have a total of what we spent with him roughly? We spent a lot of money.
Sir.
Being able to do the work and with the attorney to get this. The JED, we will be able to take that money and recoup back to the general fund for monies that we have spent for that. So a percentage, I think it's 70% of the monies that come in from the JED will be spent in a JED area. So the more that we put in that JED area, the more the businesses that come in, the better it is for all of us. Meaning, we are asking for a police levy for 5 years. We already asked for that for a fire. At the end of 5 years, with the JED doing well, we wouldn't necessarily need to come back. That's why the board said, let's do a time levy, because we have an opportunity to not raise the people's taxes. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, why am I asking to have a new appoint person? I got a phone call, two phone calls, and they will go on record, if need be, that Mr. Cook has asked him not to sign the JED when it comes back around again.
Well, so I'd like to know who that is.
That won't kill the JED. That just means that particular business will not be in the JED. Mr. Cook contacted the chief and wanted the paperwork. Well, that's fine. You can have a copy of it, but we're not going to give all of the work that has been done, because it's your work. It's the public's work.
And money.
And money. So no matter who sits up here as a board, the paperwork should be secured by someone that is employed by the township.
Well, let's go on record.
Well, I'm still got the phone. When I'm done, you can talk.
Let's go on record.
I've done.
Who said yes?
When I'm done.
Let's go on record to who said
yes. I will continue. So from this point, this is what got us to today, saying we need to make sure that nothing happens to this JED. And what changed the direction of this was Mr. Cook is angry at me for forcing a meeting, as he would put it, to want to be able to address the issues that we gave the 3% raise to the fire department for the two chiefs, which amounted to like $2,000 a year to put them to where chief's level would have been. Now you have the floor.
Let's go on the record. Who called you to say
I'm not in liberty to say that here? I'm not going to. I'm on the record now.
Because you don't have a name.
I do too.
Then put it out here.
I'm not going to put it out here now. I will.
You don't have
it will be up
name.
To them to come in. I
you
do have a name.
You don't have a name.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Okay, then. We're moving on.
You don't have a name.
Okay, I just want to intervene. I mean, this to all of you. I mean, this JED sounds like a no-brainer to me. Right?
You're right. It is. It is. It's a 50-year plan for this township.
Right. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Why would anybody not
jeopardize
want
it.
This? Yeah, why would anybody jeopardize this?
That's right.
And so I guess me being a citizen, a resident of Franklin Township, I mean, I would think that our trustees would, I mean, as you guys have invested a lot of time, and I like the idea of Chief being part of, but yet a separate entity of this, keeping the records, and I agree, making, I mean, they're public records, I can see them, but I would never want to see the originals, make copies, and, you know, it's not, that makes total sense to me.
If you ever want to look at them, I have copies,
yeah.
Which we,
and, yeah, that would
which incidentally, Pastor, we were not, these two trustees were kept in the dark all along until...
And that's what John wanted.
Now.
John wanted it that way.
Well, and, I guess from this point
well, John,
forward,
there is three people here, and I have asked via email and so forth, I want to be abreast of our proceedings. And the answer has always been, well, we don't want nobody to know.
And John did not want you to get the information because he was afraid.
Well, irregardless, if I am a trustee,
he
too.
He said you would go tell
gentlemen,
me.
You're the chairperson. I directed.
I guess my point, gentlemen, and I'll let you guys continue
right.
on. We've elected, right?
Exactly.
These three officials. And I vote. I guess maybe I'm speaking out of turn, or I may be speaking for the township. I think the best for the township, and really for all of us, is that we see our three men working together.
Correct.
Amen.
With transparency
and
integrity, and I like the idea of Chief, with him holding the papers, it holds some integrity there, some accountability. But what I'm picking up on is like there's some fractions, and my prayer, honestly, while we're sitting here, is that God bring us together, because it's only for the benefit of our community. That's why each one of you are elected in the positions that you have, is because we put faith and confidence in the three of you working together.
You're right.
For the benefit of the community. And so I'm picking up, this is the first time, and I've missed several meetings, and I'm picking up on some division, and this is where we have to set aside any kind of personal preference to look at what's best for our township. And I love the idea of the jet. Forgive me for not being that.
Well, just bring you up to speed for just a moment, our pastor. Transparency has been non-existent on this board for a good while.
Well, you guys are working on establishing
it. It's been several years. And I made a hard, valid effort the first 6 to 9 months to get cohesiveness and things that me as a trustee to make a proper decision as asked for. Mm-hmm. And that has not been forthcoming whatsoever.
The only thing that ever happened was the JED and our own attorney.
Now, there's other issues.
Our own attorney said you do not discuss joint economic development in the public or discuss
while you're negotiating
development.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
While negotiating. Okay.
Well,
I guess my point is, JED, whatever, I always look forward to coming into these meetings because I'm thinking, wow, this is for the township, and right now I'm picking up on
First of many.
Well,
the reason the township has been quiet is because we have people working out there that's been working against the JED and contacting businesses and working against the JED in the past. That's the reason the JED information was never let out.
Well, and I'm not disputing any of that because I can't. I'm not aware of those things. But I guess what I'm saying tonight is this seems like a really great opportunity for our township, for our community.
It was.
We can't say it was because it's still on the board.
Well,
the only way you can die is if one of the three sitting up here says no.
How many of us here would say that we need the three of those guys all on the same page to get this to pass?
Exactly.
And then I think that has to happen.
And when the papers are turned into the city, it's not correct that the signatures have been turned into the city. They have not been turned into the city. Only the paperwork of what the plans are and the footprint of the JED has been turned into the city.
What's holding it back from being turned into the city?
It had been turned into the city, but not signatures. You don't turn signatures in yet. Those signatures right now mean nothing. They mean nothing. You could throw them away. The only thing those signatures were is kind of an intent that when you're going out and knocking on doors, you had a signature sign so that you knew when you went back that person was interested. You don't have to think of it in your mind, who I got that's interested in this. So they signed kind of a letter of an intent, and you just held it there just for your own personal use.
Yeah. Well, and once again, I'm a novice of that. I guess what I'm speaking on is as leaders, as a community, we need to see our leaders together in unity and in communicating, and we can have a difference of opinions, and
it's okay. Without such hostility.
But I mean, so I thank you for your time. I'm really burdened by. It just seems like we're experiencing a little bit of divisiveness.
Well, it's been a really burdensome year and 3 months for Mr. Horn. Here, I can tell you that.
Gentlemen, we need to get back to the schedule.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
No.
We're off of the schedule. I got to get it back on.
We were on the gym and we started discussing his salary. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
We're on a good topic, and there was people that have questions. Go ahead, Barry.
This is for the chief.
Yes, sir.
I believe in allegiance, but money talks. We got to look after the good guys. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That includes you, Mr. Smith.
Thanks, Barry.
Okay. So, anything else?
Jim Stevens, any other questions for our department?
I do. Well, we were on the JED, and I don't mean to dig this back up.
You're good. I'm sorry.
Okay. But, John, you said something that now has me a little burdened. As a taxpayer, I really need to feel like we need to hear from all three of you that you're going to support this JED.
I'm 100% supporting the JED.
When it comes back through in front of your papers, like Don wants papers, he wants data, when he has that last piece of paper about that JED and you're reading it and you're going to put your name on it, I think for the us in this room that have heard and feeling that rub tonight, on record, we need to hear you all three say you would support this JED.
I, John Fleshman, am supporting that JED and I will sign it.
I've been trying, working on the JED for over a year. Does that tell you where I'm at?
Well, are you going to sign it?
Or will you sign it when that time comes, Don?
At this time, yes.
At this.
We'll go with that.
Well, I can't tell you what the future's going to be.
Well, I mean, how different is that JED going to change from today?
Right. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't promise anybody anything that I can't
Fair enough.
Tell you that I will do. When I make a promise, I don't break it. I give you my word. My word is my bond. I don't break it.
Given what your question, so is that a yes that you will support it?
He said at this time, right?
I told you. At this time, I plan on supporting it.
Fair.
I can't tell you what's going to happen in 6 months from now or whatever.
Well.
Ralph?
I mean, absolutely. Given the information that I have, I don't have, to me, it's just a chance. You know, to make the township more solid and save people money and overall. I mean, that's what I'm here for the best of the people. And there's no reason, for goodness sakes, that I wouldn't support it.
Okay. You don't know what the city's going to come back with. You may not want to support it when the city comes back with their stuff. They may put this little thing in there and another little thing. You may not want to support it.
Yeah.
Well, those are things that can be worked out.
That's why, but I'm saying, I am not going to say that I will support it 100% until I see the paper in front of me to what I will support.
Okay.
Yeah. So who's my contact now for the JED?
Ralph.
Everybody, you guys know me.
Yep. Now we want to hit
you. Well, that'd be done.
Yeah, we're gonna take you out in the parking lot and beat you.
Jim Stevens not here tonight, but he's got a couple things here. He's got a cost rough estimate to finish up the men's restroom. He's got a total here to $873.73 to finish up the men's room. And the women's room.
It's changed a little bit.
It's changed. And this is the men's room?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we had a resolution on that before, like 2 years ago.
Just gave them. I don't know.
No, we had a resolution because I kept asking.
How much was the resolution for?
We would have to look it up because I was instrumental wanting to get that changed. And we gave them amount, and it was under a resolution. And it was $5,000 or under, I believe.
Oh, no. No.
I don't remember.
Both restrooms. Well, we could look it up.
Okay.
We need to look the
both restrooms.
Okay.
We need to look the resolution up and amend it.
And amend it? Okay. But to be able to go on, are they going to make a motion to go ahead with the cost? Because, I mean, they got it gutted.
I think you should.
I think we can make a motion to go ahead and finish up the
minutes. I don't have a copy of it here.
Here, and then I'll put that with the minutes.
Okay.
Finish up the men's room, we will not exceed $1,100.
Okay.
And we need to look up the resolution and amend
to proceed with the men's bathroom at $193, and that's the boardroom bathroom.
Men's restroom.
Boardroom. Not to exceed
$1,100. He's got here $1,075, but $1,073.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And
thank
then
you.
He's got another one here, a note to redo some stuff in the women's restroom. So I'd like to make a motion to redo the women's restroom. And it's not going to exceed $200.
Redo.
How much?
$200.
Is that going to be, he's not here, I don't know where that's going to be enough to do a commode and replace the faucets. I think it needs to at least go 500, and if they come in under.
This is what they redo.
Is that enough, Melissa?
I talked to Jim about it today before he left.
I can't hear you.
I talked to Jim about it before he left.
He's fine with that?
That's with the vanity and new fixtures.
We don't need a vanity. We're just going to paint and a...
New top?
The vanity's fine. We just need a...
New faucet? Oh, okay.
Well, I'd rather give him $100 leeway at least.
I mean, because if he has to come back, if something's more, I mean, I'm not saying spend it. I'm just thinking that $200 just from me doing work.
He told me $100 and I moved it to $200.
Okay. There you go. Fair enough.
Okay. Give him $100.
Not to exceed.
Just make a motion for spend $200.
$200.
On the women's restroom.
That's at 193. Okay, I need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes, that's 200, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Melissa, did you get that other resolution, the name changed on that?
What's that?
That resolution changed to that change? Okay. Okay.
Are we good? Oh, go.
They will speak down a turn. Mm-hmm. Pass these out for me, Lisa. The only thing I have tonight, gentlemen, is some stats. The first ones are the hard road stats. I don't know if they were given last meeting. I wasn't here.
I think he did read them all.
Did they?
You.
But I'll go over them again just in case. we were doing some extra patrols the end of February going into March in the Hart Road area from Brown Road to Plumman Avenue, Little Avenue. There's a lot of drug houses in that area. It was only 16 hours work, 38 traffic stops. They gave 39 traffic warnings, issued 14 tickets, impounded 4 cars, arrested 6 people, and impounded 4 different sets of drugs. So it was pretty good for 16 hours.
Yeah.
Not straight 16 hours, but over the course of.
Yeah. Holy moly. Yeah.
Definitely was
great.
An issue going on.
Yeah.
Are we starting to target some areas now?
Yeah, doing the best we can. Anytime somebody brings a drug complaint or something, just like Broadlawn, Moneyback, Little Avenue, Jackson, you know, we try to focus on those areas. Here are these, Lisa, and I think there's one for you, too.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The next set of stats I have is the February patrol stats. We took 41 accident reports, issued 122 citations, gave 104 traffic warnings, took 62 offense reports, had 624 calls for service, 363 pickup runs, which I think, like I've said in the past, is also the traffic stops included in that. Drove over 6,900 miles in the township, 80 court cases, 0 officers were called in, 57 cars impounded, 61 were released, and 3 were junked. It's a busy month.
Pretty staggering figures.
He goes down there and gets it so there's no officers called in. What, you get plea bargain it, or?
Well, since it's Franklin County, they plea bargain it anyway.
Right.
Which helps us on the court costs. If we were a smaller county, we would be paying court time. But, yes, by having a court liaison, they interact with the prosecutor and determine if an officer is going to be needed, but typically... their first step is to plea bargain it to start with. So Jeff does do a pretty good job of saving us money in that respect.
Okay. Thank you for the service.
Thank you. That's all I got.
Any questions, police department?
Barry, nothing?
No. It sounds like you got a little bit of jacking.
A little bit.
Yeah,
that's
you do
another 16 hours.
Working on it.
Great job. Patrol my streets better.
I don't have enough for you, Stella.
No, I'm making it so you can get more money.
Oh, look.
Melissa?
Excuse me just a second, Mr. Cook. Did you remind everybody your date of your levy meeting at the church?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah.
April 13th at 6 o'clock, we will be having a levy information meeting down here at Central Baptist. So.
In the fellowship hall?
Fellowship hall.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Central
Baptist.
It's just down here off of
Frank. 1955 Frank Road. That also has went out in the newsletter. I don't know if you guys have gotten your trash bill yet.
Nope.
Okay. But I've got the article we put in the newsletter, and I'll make sure you guys all have a copy before you leave.
Is it in the messenger?
I don't know.
Don't forget about National Night Out. And Juanita still needs helpers.
Yeah, Juanita still needs helpers. If anybody wants to sign up.
You can see me. She needs help. People to. She has the games. She just needs people to do the games. And then she needs people to serve some food.
Are you and Juanita the point piece of people in that?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm trying to help as much as I can.
Yes. I'll get with you on that because some of the things that we did last year, we punch list it. So I'm going to go over some things with you guys just to make it better.
Right, perfect.
So we'll get some other people involved. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ron? If anybody is interested in helping, here's a list of where she could use the help.
Or if you...
Contact.
Yeah, you can always call me at the office.
Also, you got Ralph to trash day.
This is just for one house?
That's for the house across from Robin.
Okay.
The 3364 Dover.
Okay.
We went in agreement that he will begin significant improvement on that property.
At the end of August.
Before the end of August.
Okay.
And not, it's ours.
Okay.
What is defined as significant?
Like I said, that's just it. We're going to go down that slippery slope with this
because
guy.
It can be defined as I mowed the grass and I painted the house.
Right. No, that won't fly.
Is this going to be a resolution interpretation?
Right.
Let me look through it. It's a legal document. I can make a copy of it so you know what it is.
We need a percentage of that work done, not significant, because if it's not up to 50%, you know, that can be a value as stated to it versus... As Robin said, that's an attorney wiggle weight room.
I mean, I read contracts every day, and you leave those rooms for interpretation. You have any gray,
then
they're
going
to milk that.
Well, this gentleman's already
been... They're saying it's significant. Well, it didn't have a floor. I put a floor in it now, and you can walk on it. That's significant to them.
Yeah, but the thing is, he has a completion date on there, if I'm not mistaken.
But he's asking for an extension on that and dragging it out.
We're not giving any extensions.
I'm just saying he was asking.
The owner shall have until August 31st, 2017, to complete the abatement of nuisance elements present on the property through the renovation or reconstruction of the structure or the demolition or removal of the structure in accordance with the provisions in this agreement.
So according to that, he has to be done by the end of August.
I think that covers it.
I mean, that defines what's
in it. Child of meat has to be done at the end of August.
As long as it's defined in there somewhere. Because you don't want to leave
a
word.
Say no. There's a completion date on this.
In the event the owner agrees to sell the property to a new owner prior to August 31st, they have to let us know. So there's all...
Yeah, but see, I see.
I would appreciate it.
On just what you just opened up, he can, he can sell it to his son, daughter, friend, and etc. What recourse do we have at the end of August? That house either has to be in compliance or down.
In the event the owner agrees to sell the property to a new owner prior to August 31st, the owner shall provide written notification to the board, including the name, address, and of the successful bidder or proposed purchaser or transfer on the scheduled closing date for the property within 3 days after a successful real estate auction.
So the next person, it doesn't matter, the new person would go through the whole thing all over again. There's a loophole there.
No, it's 5 pages of...
Our attorney thinks that's fine.
There's no loopholes.
Yeah. There,
and if there is...
I looked it over pretty good. I don't think there's...
What's the final date?
Any.
And he has everything done?
August 31st.
And if someone, the bottom line is, if someone purchases prior to 8/31/17.
Do they still have to have that house down or completely remodeled by the August?
No, that would start a new.
No, start a new
ownership.
See, that's I'm worried about, because now he's going to sell it to his wife. He's going to sell it to his buddy.
Well,
that's his right. It's his property. Yep.
We had to give and take a little bit with this.
The writing's on the wall what he's going to do, because I can guarantee you that that's going to happen.
He had asked for another 30 days. Right. And basically, this letter is to say no.
So therefore, he'll sell it.
We said 8/31/17, and that's the way we're going to stay.
Well, 8/29,
he'll
sell it.
Yeah,
But again,
you know, that's just something we'll have to deal with. That's something we'll have to deal with when it happens.
Well, I know, but he could sell it, but there could also be a clause in there.
Right. We should have had that. We should have thought of that.
That the owner would have 6 months in which to meet this contract or something like that.
That this would carry over on it. Just like if you owe taxes on a house and you sell it, you know, it has to be defined before.
Maybe the date gets extended for the new person, but it still holds.
I would say the date would not. That if you're buying something, you know what I mean? We could have looked at the legality of that if we could have held that date the same, and I didn't even think about asking the attorneys that until just now seeing this. I can already see the next move that they're planning.
Or would does it say anything about the buyer having to be notified about this agreement?
Well, the original.
It's not with the buyer.
The original.
It would start over.
Gotcha.
The original letter to him went out as such. We'd give him until 8/31/17 with the conditions, and basically the conditions are the same. Then what we're essentially doing is not extending the extra 30 days to the guy. And that's pretty much the way the lawyer told you to answer it, wasn't it, Melissa?
Yeah, what'll happen if he sells it? And here it says, I can get a hold of the Franklin County Building Department September 1st, and they'll go out and they'll write a new letter to the new owner saying it's not livable, whatever they find, and then they give them 30 days to correct that.
I see.
So that's for the...
It just moves.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll start the process from 30 days from September 1st, should he sell it.
It just shouldn't take as long the next time.
No, because there's a file on it and everything.
Right.
And we'll have a name and address of whoever purchases it, so we can kind of give them a heads up on what's happening.
Yep.
I just need your autograph on this.
We need to pass the resolution.
It's 17-096.
Yeah, I think I signed it.
17091.
Is that what?
I got a 17091.
17-091 was Goodyear Engine.
Did you have a chance?
See, this is what's next.
Yeah, I see it.
Got it?
See it on here. 9-1's on here. You're right.
So it's 17-096.
We're going to have to change this resolution number because there's a 9-1 here on top.
Yeah, on 9-1, it was the Goodyear Engine, 193 rear tires.
Okay, just add it to the next
9-6.
One.
Okay, yes.
So you're going to have new ones printed up?
Just the first page. You can still sign the last page.
Okay. It's making a resolution to pass, or make a motion to pass resolution number 17096. This is to tear a house down at 3364 Dover Road.
3364.
This
isn't
really the tear down.
It's just improvements.
No, that's the agreement.
This is just okay this agreement. Mm-hmm. So we're just making a resolution to okay this agreement.
Okay.
So this is basically, Melissa, if I can, this is giving, we are making a new agreement. Is that correct?
Yes, and in that agreement, he has to have things done to that home by the 31st.
And what happens if we don't do this agreement?
If we if you don't do that agreement, then you're going to make Robin a very angry person because that house is going to sit there with nothing.
I've been looking at it for 15 years now.
That was a funny.
Hey, Don, right on there. 17-096 for them.
Currently, we already have an agreement. That's why I'm saying if we did reject this agreement, we still have the original agreement.
No, there's no original agreement. He's up on his taxes. The house is structurally sound. Okay. I can't take it down as a nuisance structure.
Okay.
So this is the...
I just want to make sure are we doing a new agreement that he wanted.
No, this is what you guys got in an email and you all agreed on.
Okay.
Okay, I need a second, please.
I'll second that.
John? Vote?
Yes.
Vote.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I've got one on Tedco. There's somebody living in it.
Squatter.
I have to get her evicted. I've got one on Little that somebody's living in. I have to evict them. I asked the attorney if I could learn the process and do it myself, saving money. But unfortunately, it's a legal process, so they're going to have to kick them out. And there's one on Hart Road.
Give these back to Melissa.
Those three structures are pretty sound, so I don't want to tear them down. I just want to evict the people, and then the next step is to decide what to do with the house.
Now, the people that are in it, are they squatting or are they...
Yes, because legally they're owned by the state, so yes, they're squatting.
But at one time it was their home, or did they just walk right in?
At one time it was their home.
It was? Okay.
Tedco, Little, and Hart.
Okay. I mean, Tedco, they moved in on that one, didn't they?
She owned it.
Okay.
And then they foreclosed, and they never picked up.
I'm thinking that they moved out.
No, but there's no copper, there's no water. And the one on Eastfield, what's the one, Ralph?
Yeah.
1580 or 1590 Eastfield?
Yeah, whatever.
We asked the land bank to transfer that property with the structure, okay. And they're in the process of doing that. So that should be the first house that we'll actually
have to... That's the one you're talking about.
Yes. So that should be the first house that comes through. I asked for a time frame earlier this week. She hasn't got back to me yet.
When that gets transferred over, then we will consider about
have
an open auction on it.
Yeah, the board will decide what to do with the structures that are in the township when they come to us. I don't like to get the cart before the horse. When
Don, you need to sign that one on the top. Oh, with them.
He's not signing this. I just need a jerk.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anything else for me?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay, thanks, Melissa.
Good job, Melissa.
Next person, John.
We already have the bathrooms on there, and which we've already talked about, and that's still working on the sewers. That's taken some time, and looking at all avenues and things of that nature with that, and getting my questions answered, so there's nothing new on that. Pretty much that's it for tonight for me.
Okay.
Don? We've already went through, well, that's help for Juanita. We need to bring up Juanita Kaufman Awards. We need to get those turned in. Anybody wants to turn anything in? National Night Out was what?
August
4th, 1st.
August 1st.
That's what I'm looking at. I say August 1st. So we need to get, I would say we need to get them in here by August the, or wait a minute, July. July the 13th. Let's go with July the 13th was the deadline.
13th.
At 6 o'clock, 6:30. July 16th, 6:30.
16th now?
No. 13th.
16th is a Sunday.
By 6 o'clock p.m. Okay, got it.
Okay, and the reminder again, April the 29th is spring cleanup day. Jim usually calls it tire drive, so bring your tires in. What are we taking this year? Do we know for sure?
We're taking tires, medicine with needles need to be in a puncture-proof container. We'll take liquids and we'll take aerosols.
Okay.
We're taking e-stuff this time?
Not e-waste.
Not this time.
Needles, medicine, tires.
Yeah. Just any kind of medicine, tires.
Yeah.
And those will be brought.
The recycle bins will be empty, so.
Right, and recycle.
And anyone that has any of that thing, nature, will turn it in here at 2193 Frank.
When does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. to 12, I think, was the definitive time, wasn't it?
Okay, got
Lisa,
it.
Also, in our packets, if we're able to get the budgets as we do, because I haven't seen
them. I forgot them.
Okay.
I just forgot. I'm sorry.
No worries.
I can bring some over and next week and put them in your mailboxes. Is it okay? I'm sorry.
No worries.
I forgot.
What was that now?
He wanted our reports that I normally bring.
Oh,
I forgot.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Just totally forgot.
Gotcha.
We'll say, I think. Questions? Our block watches are going good. I should have brought up earlier, but our block watches are going pretty good. You got, three or four of them going now?
We have the one in Broadlawn now.
Good turnout.
Headed up by Tim Cheney.
That was a really good turnout over there, I thought.
It was, especially for the first one. Surprisingly, it was really well organized. A productive meeting.
Yeah, it was.
You getting some signs up for him over there?
Yes, he's requested signs. As soon as Jim has a free minute, I'm going to get with him to put up a few signs. We have the signs, and I'm pretty sure we have the post. We, of course, have Juanita's. We have the one in Ongaro, and, of course, we have Robbins and Moneyback, which is plodding along pretty good.
Do we have one over there off of Wilson Road? That, you know, you go up the big hill, that little section of ours? That one couple that was here the last time, were they going to sign up for one?
Ongaro?
Mm-hmm. What big hill are you talking about?
Wilson Road.
Broadlawn.
Yeah.
Right? Is that Broadlawn?
Yeah,
that's Broadlawn.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Broadlawn. Right off of Broad Street.
You know your numbers now.
Yeah, what's his name, Byron? Good old Casey?
Tim Cheney.
I'll tell you what, I call that guy about five different names, and he keep shaking his head.
He answers all of them.
Okay.
I could never get his name straight.
Questions?
We are still looking for more block watches.
Looking.
So anybody who's interested, I put that in the newsletter too. Okay. Boy, for example.
How's your signs coming? You got enough?
Yeah, I'll be here Saturday to go through those again, but I think we're going to have enough. We're going to canvas. Working on a door handle now. The union's going to cover the cost for that. We just have to mobilize people. Maybe the second week, I think, of April, the latest, start getting out.
Yep.
We're going to use all the block watches to help do their areas. And
your block watch signs, you got enough of those?
Or
you
might
be getting some more sheriff supplies, those?
Yeah, I think I have like 10 of those right now in the office. So, but if we need more, they'll give us more. If Jessica was here tonight, I was going to talk to her about it, but I'll send her an email.
I have something.
Yeah, because I think she's the liaison between there and block watches now, isn't she? I know they made some changes.
They're making some changes. They're hiring some community liaison people, but the sheriff hasn't done it yet. So right now, she would still be a liaison, yeah. I think she's going to, I don't know if she's going to switch over. Right now, she's more into DARE at the schools than the block watches, but she does do both. So she'll probably go one of the other directions in the future, but for right now, yes.
I have something. I just got the paperwork for OTARMA's insurance update, so I'll need to get with you three. It's the same old, same old. We just get together and they sent last year's and they're sending this year. We just have to change out whatever cars you got rid of and what you got new. And
okay.
It's just like
a date on them. pretty regularly. Next
week, you guys could send me an email. We'll get together and do that real quick. Of course, we have a new person because of the death of Steve Miller, unexpected. He was our insurance guy for like 28 years, and he passed away last February, and nobody told nobody.
Wow.
So, I know. It was sudden. It was just sudden.
You know, we're probably going to have to look into Bond and whoever was in that office now.
Yeah.
The new fella sent me the new package. Yeah, and I don't know if we can bond her yet.
She's not yet.
An employee as of now.
Yes.
We need to look into it.
Get
that taken care of. Any questions from the audience?
If I may, I would like to apologize if I stepped out of line at all.
I appreciate you bringing it to us.
And I appreciate this township, and I don't want to be offensive whatsoever.
You're a resident.
My desire is to bring us all together to do great. You guys do a great job, and I see great things happening in the township, and our desire is to see that proceed. And so I apologize if I spoke out of line, and I appreciate just being a part of all this.
You're never out of line.
Well,
as long as you don't get really...
No questions from the audience?
Don't get a little really crazy.
Second, please. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Nice meeting.
Thank you.